Hello and welcome to Important Learning, the home for the best stories lived at CUNY Logistics University. Navigate with us through the life experience of our students and let yourself be inspired by their challenges and their achievements. Here we go. Most students spend at KLU several years of their lives, but others just come for a little while. Un ratito, as we say in Spanish. And this is precisely the story of our guest today, Cristóbal Casillas, who brings to KLU Studio all the flavor from Mexico. Hi, Cristóbal. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for the invitation.
Cristóbal is one of the many exchange students who come every year to KLU to live the experience of a semester abroad. KLU has more than 50 partner universities across the world, and that means 50 plus destinations for our students to go abroad, but also 50 plus origins from which we may receive students in our campus. Cristóbal concretely comes from Mexico, studies industrial engineering in the Universidad Panamericana in Guadalajara, and has just completed his sixth semester in this time abroad at KLU. And from what I've heard, Cristóbal, this is not the first time that you put yourself in front of my microphone.
No. In Mexico, I have a sports podcast, so I'm kind of used to speaking in front of my microphone, and I really like a lot. So thanks for the invitation again.
Sure. How did that little project started in your university?
It was just like, in Mexico, there are podcasts for many topics, and there is specifically one for sports. I saw the convocatory, I saw the paper, the mail, I made the audition, and I won the audition in front of many communication students. And I mean, I love speaking about sports, and that's it. That's what I do as a hobby.
You are probably the one who knew the best just because of sports. And I'm so happy to have a professional in our podcast.
Thanks.
It's great to go back to where all this started, to your university. And you decide to do this semester abroad. Why did you decide to come to Hamburg and to KLU for this experience?
First, I knew I wanted to go to Europe. And I wanted a big country. Okay. So when seeing all the list of big countries I can go to, I began checking each one of them. Spain, no, because I wanted the barrier of the language and I already speak Spanish, so I want something different. France, I didn't have the best reference of French culture and France as a country. And also almost all Mexican students wanted to go to France. So I wanted a different experience apart from what everyone does every single semester. And another really interesting option was going to Italy, to Milan. To be honest, Milan was my top option, but then I began investigating the cost of life in Milan. It's crazy. It's more than double than in Germany. And I was like, no way. I also want to travel around Europe. It is not only being on that city. So I discard Milan, and then it was Germany. There were three main cities I was interested in Germany: Nürtingen, which is near Stuttgart, Köln, and Hamburg. I investigated, and by far Hamburg was, I think, the best option for me. Apart than the only option here in Hamburg was KLU, and I study industrial engineering, and I'm really passionate about the world of logistics, so it was a perfect fit.
It was a perfect fit and definitely gave you this language barrier that you were seeking for, very
really
bold.
Hard, yeah.
Did you know any German prior to coming?
As soon as I decided I wanted to come to Germany, I entered a basic course just 2 months before coming to Germany. Basic, so I didn't know how to introduce myself, how to ask some basic questions, and that's it. During my stay here in KLU, I had also German classes for 4.5 months.
And we hope that you got a little bit more extra.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Definitely 2 months is not enough to learn German. You went right into the adventure. You pack your stuff, you leave your family behind. Yeah. Was this the first time that you were on your own?
Yeah, literally. I'm really a family guy. Wherever I go, I work with my family. So it was something really big when leaving, yeah.
So how was that final greeting? How was the mood at the airport, saying goodbye to your family? How did you feel? How did your mama feel?
I think if there's one word to describe it, is overwhelmed, because it was a mix of emotions, because I was really excited because I know that these months were going to be one of the greatest of my life. But I was also scared because of the big challenge. Like, I didn't know how to cook. So all the challenges I knew I was going to face, I was really scared. I couldn't sleep one night before. And by the other hand, I was also sad because leaving my family. And, you know, in Mexico, I have still my both grandmas alive. So in 6 months, anything could happen. And my family told me, like, you don't know what can happen in 6 months and you're not going to be here. So like, okay. So it was sad, excited, scared. I was kind of overwhelmed, to be honest, yeah.
Definitely very emotional.
Yeah.
But also the practical part is important. I imagine for your family, knowing where and how you were going to live was very important to know.
Yeah.
How was the process of finding accommodation in Hamburg?
It was really tough. Like, as soon as I knew I was coming to KLU, I entered Moodle. I saw that there were two options offered by KLU, Kivitzmoor and Gustav Radbruch. But for this semester, there was only the option of 3 months from January to March in Gustav Radbruch. So apart from that, I began investigating in many other sites. Not possible. Airbnbs were super expensive. No other student residence. So at the end, I said, let me take these 3 months. And once I'm in Hamburg, hopefully I can find a room for the other 3 months. And literally one day before coming to Europe, they sent us a mail that there was possible an extension for the other 3 months. So I stayed in the student residence. But if it was not from KLU and the help with this student residence, it was going to be really hard and really expensive, to be honest.
That is great. You found a good accommodation that you feel comfortable at. And then you get finally to Germany, you land here. And how was the arrival and the integration in the KLU life?
Well, first, my luggage didn't arrive. So I was 1 week without clothes. I had trouble opening my bank account. So that was kind of tough. But I remember the first day coming to KLU to the welcome day, I came with Santi, another student from Universidad Panamericana from my city. So we were both on our way to the welcome day in the residence. And when we went downstairs, there were other four students that were also coming to the welcome day and that they were also staying in Gustav Radbruch in the residence. So it was kind of really cool because at that moment we'd met each other and we knew like we were going to have someone to talk, you know, and to go with to the university. And the welcome day was super cool. Like, that's where I knew all the international students. They were super cool. We went to Miniature Wunderland, to El Philharmonie, and sharing all these experiences. And after the welcome day, after Miniature Wunderland, we went to take a cup of coffee all together. And that's when we made the WhatsApp group, exchange numbers. And from that day, day one, literally, we were super, super close to each other. And that's when I think really good relationship started. So since day one, I never felt alone because I knew all these international students that now I can say they're really, really good friends.
That's great. How was also the relation with the people at KLU, the staff, people who hosted you the first days, professors?
It was really cool. Like the international department, they were always really close. They were always like taking care of you and all the doubts you have. But in the relationship with professors, it's really different than from Mexico because I think in Mexico, there is more confidence between a student and professor. Like, I don't know, you trust your professor that you can make a joke with him and laugh with him. And here in Germany, no. I think like the relationship with the professor is really like respect each other's position and role, which I think is really cool. I mean, everything but respect.
A bit more professional.
Yeah, professional, executive. But sometimes I always miss this making some jokes with the professor and talking about, I don't know, some details of personal life. In Mexico, we love soccer. So speaking of soccer with the teacher, I don't know, stuff like that, that here in Germany is not really common, but still professors manage to be that professional, but still close to the classroom. And I think it's really cool.
Let's talk about the professors in the classroom, though, because
okay,
it's, of course, the personal relation, but then there's the real relation, professor-student. How are the classes at KLU? How did you feel them? How do they compare with Mexico, what you're used to?
Okay. Yeah. Since day one, I noticed a really big difference that in Mexico, the professor gives the topic, explains everything, and just a few students ask questions or debate with the teacher. Just a few of them. Me, one of them, to be honest. But here in Germany, since day one, the dynamic of the class is completely different. The teacher sends an argument or says something and everyone explains their point of view. Everyone arguments or counter argument with the teacher. And it was kind of ping pong. The teacher arguments, student argument. The teacher like gives his opinion, student gives his opinion. And I was not really used to that. And here in Germany, I think I was a classmate that never like participated a lot. And while in Mexico, it was the student that always participated. So like this dynamic of the class was really different. And I liked it, to be honest, in Germany, because you don't feel that it's a lot of time, the class, because also like the duration of the class is twice that in Mexico. So for me, that was kind of tough. But because of this dynamic of the class, I didn't feel it was overwhelming, which is really cool.
It goes really fast with all the debates and opinions, exchange of perspectives.
Yeah.
And about your peers, what about them? How have you lived the relation with your peers inside the classroom, assignments, group assignments, etc., but also outside the classroom?
Okay. As I said, like the international students, we were all really good friends. And I had the luck that in every assignment I made, I had at least one international student in my group. So we already knew and we were already really good friends. But I don't know, like this cultural relationship of knowing them outside class as a friend helps you understand how they behave when working in a group or when having, I don't know, a common objective in a group. To be honest, with Germans, I don't really hang out outside class, but inside class, they were really professional. They like to plan everything. And I'm like that kind of person as well. I think I'm a bit German on that side. So it was really cool meeting all of them. I also noticed like Germans have like a barrier from school and outside school, because in school they might be like, I don't know, really serious, professional, but outside school, they're really cool people. And I hanged out with a few of them and they were really cool. But like knowing and having all this interculturality helps you understand how they behave when a group assignment is due.
That's one of the great things about KOU, this interculturality that you were mentioning, that you might be in a group assignment with four different nationalities and also have to handle four different ways of figuring out an assignment. How did you deal with that?
It was kind of tough at the beginning because, I don't know, for example, you didn't have to tell a German like how to work. He was going to just simply do the work at its time and that's it. But for example, I don't know, I have a Kenyan partner that he was kind of messy. I don't know, like he was not structured on the phases that we have to follow for the assignment. So like knowing him, like, hey, we have to follow these steps. And I don't know, for example, I have an assignment with a Greek friend as well. And she like always wanted to do the things her own way. So like dealing with, okay, maybe that's not the best option. You have to open your options and all this stuff. So it was kind of tough, but that helped me a lot because now I know how to deal with different personalities, but mainly different cultures when doing an assignment. And that helps you like reading people, which I think is a really cool skill, like knowing how to help someone when doing an assignment or we having a common objective.
That also happens in the workplace. It will happen the rest of your life that you find so many people now in this so globalized world that we are living in. But it's also a great skill to identify how people can complement each other. Some are more messy, but more creative. They might come with innovation and ideas, and other people are more structured. So that is also great to have for setting up the process of your work.
Yeah.
Since it's not all studying, though, did you participate in any cultural or professional events, activities at KLU?
Yeah, apart from the welcoming day, I went to other three. The fun day, which was in Heide Park. I love Rush. I love roller coasters. For me, I was like a kid in Disneyland, literally. I also went to the KLU Connect event. It, for me, was really amazing having those huge companies here in Hamburg, having the opportunity to pitch to them and to know HR people from those companies. And it also helped me like knowing which kind of industry is the dominant here in Hamburg, which I didn't really know. And it was really cool, like having the opportunity to meet and having this professional relationship with such big companies. And I also went for the farewell event for internationals, which was literally having the experience of being a blind people. They give you your stick and you enter a lot of rooms where you cannot see absolutely anything and you have a blind guide. So you go, I don't know, for example, you begin in a park, then you go to a house and you have to find something. And then you're on a street and you have to cross the street. And at the end, you are in a bar. All of this absolutely dark. You cannot see anything. And then you're in a bar and there you stay like 10 minutes talking with your blind guide. So I think it's a really cool experience to literally have the point of view of being a blind person. And like this help you like empathize or having empathy with them.
Understand better.
Understand
what like, they're literally dealing with every
feeling
day.
What it feels like crossing the streets is super, super difficult. And you wouldn't imagine that until you literally live it. So it was a really positive experience, I think.
Dialogue in Dunkel, I think is the name of the experience. Yeah. Definitely something to check out. In Hamburg, you also mentioned in the first days you went to Miniature Wunderland, that is a beautiful exhibition with, well, miniature little worlds. But Hamburg is much more than that. It's both an exciting and a relaxing city, right?
Yeah. It's such a big city that you have things to do, whatever you want to do. If you want to relax, there are a lot of spots to relax. If you want to connect with nature, there are still a lot of spots. If you want to party, a lot of spots. So you can do literally anything here in Hamburg, and I like it a lot.
How has been your life in Hamburg? How have you explored the city?
During weeks, I came to study, so most of my time was here at university. But as we are in Hafen City, sometimes when I didn't have assignments or homeworks or stuff like that, we hang out with each other here in Hafen City, walk through the Elf all the way through Elfvillagmanie and drink a coffee. Or when we felt stressed, I messaged some friends like, hey, let's go and walk to the Alsta, the river. And I don't know, have a beer, have a coffee and relax. And also at weekends going to San Paoli, it's such a cool experience. So that's the way I think I met the city. When I arrived, I have 1 week without classes. And that's when I met all the main parts, Rathaus, St. Michael's and all these touristic places. But then, on the lifestyle, I think maybe here in Hafen City, the Alster, and of course, São Paulo.
It's a nice touristic city, but it's definitely a city to live as well.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite spot in the city?
In the city, I depend on the context. As a building, I love Elfvillagmanie. For me, it's amazing, super huge, super modern. It reflects kind of the city, the river. I don't know. For me, it was super cool seeing it. But if I have to say, my favorite spot here in Hamburg is a bar by the side of the Alsta, where you can literally sit by the river and see all the main buildings, the Rathaus, the St. Michael's, St. Pauli. You can see everything from there by the side of the river having a drink. For me, that's a really cool spot where you can just go, relax, chill, having cool conversations. And I don't know, I like connecting with nature as well. And that's a really good way of literally, you have the river and you have the city. I don't know. I love connecting with nature and having time, I don't know, for a cool chat with a friend and relaxing and just, I don't know, enjoy a cool sunset watching all the city in Hamburg. I think that's my favorite spot of the city.
Is there something about Hamburg, not just the city itself, but all the experience that you say, I didn't like this so much?
I don't know. Maybe no. I think I liked it a lot. To be honest, I was expecting more tall buildings. I really thought it was kind of more modern in this way, more huge buildings. But when I arrived, I was okay, maybe there's just Rathaus, St. Michael's, Elfvillagmanie, and that's it. No more
big buildings.
Did you enjoy
even the weather?
Okay. But people already told me, because I knew people that came to Hamburg before, and they already told me, you have to notice, at least 3 months, your first 3 months, you're not going to see sun. You have to buy vitamin D, because if not, you're going to suffer. So I took it as a really different experience, because I was never going to have this kind of climate in Mexico. And it was kind of once in a lifetime experience. So I tried to take it in a positive way. Literally, I've never seen snow before coming here. So my first ever snow day was here in Hamburg. So I tried to see the positive things among a bad weather, but some people got depressed kind of, but I already know and I try to take it in a positive way.
Definitely one of the first cultural shocks when you arrive from Mexico and your climate there. What other cultural shocks have you lived in Germany with the city, with the Germans?
Okay, I think there are no big cultural shocks. There were just some details. For example, when you're crossing streets in Mexico is a really dangerous sport. You have to really watch out. And here, if you're just standing by the side, the cars stop and you can cross the street. I don't know. Or when going to grocery shopping, when you pay, they pass all of your groceries really fast and you really feel the pressure. In Mexico, it's not that way at all. And also, when I arrived in the airport, I met an Argentinian woman and she told me, don't get offended if you, meet a German outside class and they do not say hello, because they have really like tough barrier between professional or academic and personal life. But I really noticed that it is not really that way, because some Germans like to share their personal life details. Some Germans really like to hang out and say hello, and they're really good friends. So like for me it was, okay, not all stereotypes are true about Germans. There are some really cool Germans, some Germans that almost pass like Latinos, and there are also some more cold Germans. So it was kind of a combination of many details that make a cultural shock.
The experience really broke those stereotypes for you.
For sure.
That is one of the best things of traveling abroad.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're not in just one square.
Yeah.
There's many type of Germans, the same way that there's many type of Mexicans.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to put everybody in the same bag. Your life in Hamburg is pretty exciting. Sounds pretty exciting. But you also got to hopefully travel outside of Hamburg. Yeah. Did you get to visit many other cities, countries, now that you were finally in Europe?
Yeah. I mean, I think I already visited like the main cities in Germany in the north. I went to Lübeck, I went to Bremen, I went to Bonn, Köln, and other countries. I went to Copenhagen in Denmark, and in Poland, I went to Gdansk and Krakow. And this summer, I plan to travel much more, hopefully. But from now, I think, well, really cool experiences, really cool cities, and traveling, I think, is also part of the semester abroad, and it's really cool.
What is one of the highlights from all this traveling? Do you have a specific city that you liked the most, or a specific anecdote?
I think the city I've so far liked the most is Copenhagen. For me, it was like a really happy city. The palace, the royal palace, was simply outstanding. I loved Copenhagen, like all the vibe and all about the culture, the Danish, the architecture, all was really cool and kind of similar to Hamburg, to be honest. But I loved it. But also the country that surprised me the most was Poland. I never thought Poland was going to be that cool. I just went because it was really cheap and I was like, okay, one country more. But it's super, super cool. Also the culture, like all the historical events, and it was super, super cheap as well. So I think my favorite city from now is Copenhagen, but the country that surprised me the most is for sure Poland.
People in Poland is very hospitable too. Yeah. They're very open and really like to have visitors,
yeah,
probably because of this idea. Another stereotype, like Poland maybe is not so cool, but then when you finally go, you get to see it is very cool.
Yeah,
and people
great.
Is really, really nice,
yeah,
there. I bet that with all this traveling around and all this exciting life, still a little part of you was in Mexico, home. What did you miss the most from home in this time?
I think there are two main things. First, of course, family. Being away from my family, it's kind of tough. I mean, at least once a week, every time we do a video call. So we keep in touch. We message each time something happens to me. We're still close. But of course, I miss them. Like, it's something you really have to take into account. If you're a family guy, you're going to miss them a lot. And the other thing, food. I really miss Mexican food. I don't know, having a really good tacos, having spicy food or stuff like that. Because I remember the first thing I did when going to a grocery store was going to the Mexican part of the store. None of those things were Mexican. So I also really miss the food. And also like the combination, like waking up in my home and having the breakfast done. For me, that was super cool. And right now, I really appreciate what all my parents do for me. Of course, regarding also the food. But I think those are the main things I miss the most in my family and food, for sure.
It's an experience that makes you grow, look back and say like, wow, sure, my mom, my dad, they do so much for me on a daily, yeah, basis. I don't even notice.
Yeah, for sure. I 100% sure I'm returning as a completely different person than the one I arrived. So I think I've grown a lot. And now I see, yeah, from another perspective, all the labor of my parents, and I really appreciate it.
How was the relation with your family while you were here?
It was really cool. Like once a week we have a video call. And to be honest, like I think in the specific case of my brother, I really felt like he missed me more when I was gone. And he sent me messages like asking for advice. And I felt him a bit closer when I was here. And it was kind of weird, but also cool. Like, okay, if I'm so far away, doesn't mean that we have to be distant. That's not synonyms. We are family and we'll be family even if I'm in China, you know, and we'll keep in contact and we'll be there. So I think that's a really cool thing that I learned while being here in Germany.
That's a beautiful thought that we always have this tie,
yeah,
to what we left behind.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure that you bring with you many good and cool experiences now.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to pick one thing, name your favorite thing about KLU.
Who? Okay. I think the thing I like the most, I think it's the breakout rooms.
Breakout rooms?
Yeah, because in my home university, there are just like 6 breakout rooms for the entire university, which are just a few. And if you want to use them, you have to make a reservation online. And here, having every time a free breakout room where you can just go and chill, relax, or study. Sometimes we hang out there and use the TVs to put a movie. I don't know. And some of them have the view of Effie Lakmani and the elf. For me, having a space where you can do anything, like just lay out in the buffs or study, concentrate, or doing group projects, those spaces are some really valuable spaces that I didn't used to have in my home university, and I really liked it, yeah.
With all that put on the same plate, would you repeat the experience of coming to KLU?
In every lifetime, yeah. Like when saying goodbye to Julio, another Mexican friend, he told me like, we'd never thought Hamburg was going to be this way, because we could not really imagine, because we've never been here in Europe. There were so many variables we were not aware of. But now looking back, I can say that in every lifetime, I would return to Hamburg again for my semester abroad. Yeah.
Well, I hope that we can see you at KLU very soon again in the classrooms, maybe for your master.
For a master degree, hopefully. Hopefully.
It's so nice to get to know all about KLU from your eyes, from the eyes of an exchange student. It's a very new perspective, and it's always a good reflection for us. We are slowly going to wrap this episode of Important Learning, but we always say goodbye with a last question for inspiration.
Okay.
So, Cristóbal, we know some people are not very sure whether an exchange semester is for them. Now that you are at the end of your experience, what would you tell them? What would be your advice to these people?
Go for it. Don't even think about it. Like, of course it is frightening. Of course it is really challenging, but that's what makes you grow the most. Like getting absolutely out of your comfort zone to a different culture, a different language, that will give you a lot of skills. Like we just met, like knowing how to deal with different cultures, knowing how to read people, being open to whatever challenge life can bring you, having the ability to solve problems in daily basis. I think you should really take it. If it's a really cool experience and you're not alone, believe me, you're going to meet really cool people and you're going to have friends in many, many countries. And I think that's something really cool that you should definitely go to if you really have the chance.
You're definitely not going to be alone if you come to KLU, because we'll help you all the way. I love that thought. We keep it. Being a bit scared is okay, but don't let fear interfere in your dreams. Thank you, Cristóbal, for coming today to our podcast.
Thanks for the invitation.
We wish that you have safe travels home and that you come soon to visit us at KLU.
For sure. Thanks.
With this, we close this episode of Important Learning. We will soon discover more stories that happen here at KUNA Logistics University in the next edition of our podcast. Until then, receive a warm greeting from who has been on this side of the waves, Christopher Estegar on the technical side, and I'm Patricia Vendala. Take care and keep your crane moving. Tschüss!
Discover KUNA Logistics University in Hamburg, Germany. Learn more about their offered business and supply chain management study programs at the-klu.org.